So what are we talking
Oh no.
about? Just kidding. We're gonna get
Wow.
mental. Yeah, I wanted to talk about mental health. I don't actually have all that much prepared, but whatever. We'll just raw dog it. Yeah, well, I've always struggled, not always, but often struggled with my mental health in the past. And I was thinking a couple of weeks ago, like, how I feel like it's pretty stable, or at least like I'm not worried about it anymore. Or if like I feel like I could handle a big event, or I don't know, I just feel like I'm pretty stable. The only thing that's not stable is the hormones, which we talk about all the time because we're at that age. And yeah, like my hormones can make me psycho, mentally psycho. But at least I'm usually aware of the cause. Like I know that's why now, usually. So, you know, if you know it's your period, you can just like lay low and wait for it to pass.
Yeah, and there's like an actual explanation, right? Like, I'm
Yeah.
like, why am I so irritable? It's because my hormones are all fucked.
Yeah.
Yep.
It fucking sucks. But so I thought I'd just like discuss some of the things that have helped me, because I have a lot of things that I think have contributed to my pretty good mental health. I wouldn't say good ever for myself, but I'm pretty decent, you know? And then I have a couple questions for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so obviously sleep, exercise, stress, nutrition, those are the four fucking things. You Google any problem on the planet and those things come up. So yeah, those are important. But this was like a paradigm shift when I heard this. I don't know where I heard it, and I don't even know if it's true, but it completely changed the way I operate. So I wanted to share it. Okay, so I don't know where, I wish I knew where I saw this, but mental health isn't about how you feel. It's about how you cope with how you feel.
Ooh.
That changed everything for me, because I was always trying to like squash these psycho feelings I was having, right? I was trying to like, like I gotta like get rid of them. But now it's like, no, everyone has psycho feelings. It's
Yeah,
just.
you have to feel your feelings. As soon as you aren't dealing with them, you go crazy.
Yeah, it's how you cope and handle whatever comes up. That's what gives you either poor or good mental health. It's not about the feelings. It's about, yeah. So once I don't know, once I heard that, I just now I instead of focusing on whatever the fuck is happening mentally for me, I'm more, much more focused on what I'm doing, you know, like how it's being expressed or not expressed. Or mostly my biggest thing is if I'm in a bad place mentally, I just try not to do anything. That's kind of my go-to. Like, don't, you know what I mean? Like, just stay safe.
Yeah, you kind of have to lay low and just let it pass.
Yeah, like a period. Like, I don't make any decisions. I don't even, like, I don't respond to things. I just wait until I'm, 'cause, you know, I wish I knew that when I was young. But anyway, so that was kind of neat, hey?
Yeah, totally. That really sums it up. I think a lot of us have bad coping skills.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And like I said, I was always trying to get away from the feelings. Like that was my, and in that process, that was my mental illness, like trying to run away from what I was feeling, right? Also, I don't know if this is from being single or from smoking weed, but I think getting to know myself really helped. And I don't know if being single is a requirement for that, but journaling and just like really a lot of introspection of every aspect of myself, I find this really helped. But what do you think? Do you think you can work on yourself in a relationship?
Yes, you can if it's a healthy relationship.
Right. I guess
I
it depends.
yeah, and I think if the other person is interested in growth, that it's a lot easier because that person is exploring their issues or their triggers, and then they'll be more compassionate about yours and have an understanding that other people We're all kind of going through the same sort of thing internally, maybe.
Right. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
I did want to comment on what you just said about spending time alone. It is a fine line between taking that time to like work on yourself and focus on you and then isolating yourself so that you're not actually having to be out there in the real world practicing what you've learned. You know what I mean? Like isolation can be a bad thing for your mental health.
Right. And everyone's different. Like I do think my personality is just a bit freakish that way. Like I really thrive in solitude, but if you're like a raging extrovert, that's probably not gonna work for you, right?
Yeah, like I feel like I need a really good balance of people and no people, you know?
Yeah.
Because if I just get too much inside of my head, that can be dangerous.
Yeah, I know. And same with the weed. Like the weed is so good for like introspection and seeing things at different angles, but it can also sometimes get me in like this rumination loop. Sometimes it's like we were talking about this the other day. Like sometimes you just get stuck in this like rumination that weed makes worse. It's just like makes you kind of obsess over something and I can't stop thinking about it. It's so frustrating. So
Yeah,
balance.
it's really interesting when you start listening to your thoughts with sort of a where you're sort of removed from yourself in a way.
Yeah,
Like
like an
looking at,
observer.
yeah, look, observing your thoughts and realizing, why do I keep thinking this over and over? Like Ricky said, though, you can't choose your thoughts. They just pop in there. So you
Totally,
have to
yeah.
get really good at like deciding which ones to take seriously.
Yeah, and that was my next thing was sort of meditation or I mean the double slit experiment is the closest I'll get to spirituality because that's like so fucking crazy, but that has helped me. Meditation, I feel like it's so annoying because I can get to that place, like I can drop back to that observing place, but the moment I reach it, a thought pops into my head and it's like, oh my God, I did it, and then it's like ruins it, and I'm just like, God damn it, it's so frustrating. But I think even just being able to do that, like step back from yourself almost, is really, 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 really helpful. So
Yeah, to have
meditation.
that quiet.
Yeah, and I guess that's like part of dealing with stress, you know. I think meditation will be way more integrated and normal in society in the future one day because it's extremely powerful.
Yeah, but so many people are afraid to do it.
Afraid of what?
I started meditating maybe in like 2012 or something. And of course, I'm terrible at it. Like, my mind is like, it's very noisy in there. But even just getting to that quiet peace place for 1 second was so valuable to me. And I just practiced every day. And I would tell everyone I know, you really need to try meditation. Like, they would give me all these excuses, like, oh, I tried it once and it's really hard. And I'm like, yeah, it's always going to be hard. That's why you should do it. Because even if you get just a little bit better, it's just about having that clarity and that peacefulness that is so rare in our lives. Just knowing that that exists and that you can kind of go there when you need to, that you can rely on meditation to sort of like to use it as a reset. I don't
Yeah.
know.
And,
I've had so many people resistant to it.
well, it blows my mind that like it's literally the easiest thing in the world. You literally just sit there. But why it does feel hard, it's so fucking hard. But it's the easiest thing, but it's so hard. It's interesting, right?
Yeah, that's the
Oh.
paradox of it, is that all you're doing is sitting there trying to clear your mind. But turns out clearing your mind is the hardest thing on earth.
Yeah, and deep breathing is so good. Like, cause I'm a nauseous per. Like, if I am worried or anxious about something, I feel in my gut. You know, like I feel sick to my stomach. I hate that feeling. It's like this sort of sinking dread in my stomach that's always there. But I find practicing deep breathing actually relieves it. So, There's so many different like types of breathing on the internet you can check out, but that's another thing that I think is going to become more normalized, maybe.
I remember when I used to go to yoga classes, they would always say that a lot of people never breathe deeply, like they only breathe in a shallow way, and that just taking like a couple of really deep, slow breaths once a day could like totally change your whole body and mind.
Yeah, it feels so good. Or I think like Huberman had this one where you do a long, slow breath as far as you can go, and then you force one more little breath,
Like the sip at the end, yeah.
like until you're so full, and then you release it slowly, and it's true. It like totally makes you feel so good. It's just you're just like,
Yeah, because
oh.
all that oxygen goes right to your brain, you know?
Yeah, I know.
It's like how when you do like the cold shot at the end of your shower, that's the same sort of effect because it's sending all that blood to your brain that feeds your brain and
Yeah, keeps you young, I guess. I don't know. Obviously, having an outlet like art or something you love passionately doing or like can express yourself with, even if it's just a journal, like I think that's always sort of helped me though. I don't know how to explain this, but I would love to write a book about it one day if I can gather my thoughts. But I swear to God, the more knowledge I seem to acquire, the more I like education has been so good for my mental health. I don't know how to describe it. It's almost like the more I know, the more I realize, the more I know I don't know. And it's almost like it humbles me or it makes me sort of less rigid in my thinking or something. I don't know how to explain it, but learning just in general, like I don't know, it's changed me and it's helped me. But I just don't know how to really describe that.
But I think like the more that you read about or learn about, the more you realize how relatable all of your problems are, I think.
Yeah.
Like it's all just like part of the human experience to have these feelings or thoughts or worries, you know?
Yeah, and education is so important. It makes me so mad how brutal it is, but even like you learn about the solar system and you learn about our past and about like evolution and Darwinism and like all that stuff really just I don't know, it just I think it like humbled me or something or just made me
Well,
like
it puts things in perspective.
Yeah, that's why I like history.
Because then it's not just all about you. I feel like sometimes our mental health suffers when we get stuck in our own little brain.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need to like get outside of it and experience the world without thinking so much, maybe.
Honestly, like even the fact that we're discussing mental health or mental health is a thing, like it's totally Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know? Like I'm so obsessed with self-actualization because I can, because all these other things are taken care of. And so almost every other time in history, like people were like in survival mode, you know? Like you're trying to eat, you're trying to live, you're trying to defend yourself or, you know, so you don't have like mental health, like what the that wasn't even a thing, right? So we're almost privileged to be here fussing about our mental health in a way, right?
Yeah, like there weren't any depressed cavemen.
No.
Well, maybe, like, what if you weren't good at hunting?
I don't know. I just figure you're so aware of death and so focused on surviving. I can't imagine you're too concerned with your mental like anxiety or whatever, but I don't know. That's what I think though.
I also feel like the culture that we live in now sort of creates that anxiety.
Oh yeah, totally. All this technology and shit. And then this is my final thing that I think has helped me, which is actually pretty funny because I think about that. I'm like, oh, I'm actually like, I'm pretty a happy person. Like, what the fuck happened, right? And I'm always like, education is huge, but also leaving progressive politics, dude. Like, I used to be a progressive. I was very left wing, and if you think about it, if the left wing politics You're basically looking for problems. You're seeing what's wrong in the world and you're trying to fix it. So you got this sort of like, oh my God, we're living in this fucked up like white supremacist society that's like this patriarchy, and like that's your mode that you're operating in your head. Whereas conservatives, not that I'm a fucking conservative, but conservatives wake up and they're like, oh, they look at all the things they love and they try and conserve those things. So I feel like their outlook is a lot more positive. Like they're filled with gratitude. Like that's how I feel. I'm like, you know how everyone just wants to bash on our forefathers or whatever. And it's just like, we should be so fucking grateful. You know what I mean? Like we actually have it really fucking good. So I feel like that was a huge paradigm shift for me when I sort of left my progressive political whatever. I find my mental health just skyrocketed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I think that's why, like, you know?
Well, just sort of removing yourself from any negativity.
It's just such a negative outlook on the world, I find. Woke or whatever the fuck you want to call it, like that whole left wing shit. It's just really, I find it really, it's a very negative, you know, you're not giving people the benefit of the doubt. You're not, you know, it's just very, yeah. And when you're in that and you're just so full of anxiety trying to fix all these problems.
But it's also like very black and white thinking. And I think that's problematic too, because that's not really how the world works. Like, nothing is that cut and dried.
No, there's like everything is nuanced and nothing is one thing or the other. And
Or
yeah, I'm
right
like,
and wrong. Like, right and wrong are,
or bad and good.
those are not absolutes.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I find I deal well with nuance because I feel like some people really can't grasp that way
Dude,
of thinking.
I live in the gray. I am the grayness.
I love gray. Yeah.
Give me gray all day.
Give me gray. More gray pubes.
No.
And yeah, I think that's all I really wanted to say about my own personal journey towards enlightenment. I mean, I have a long way to go, but I do struggle with it like, because I like constantly working on myself, like obsessively. And I do often, I'm like, wait, is am I selfish? Like, isn't this selfish to like think about yourself so much? But I see it as I'm trying to make myself better for other people, you know? If that makes
Yeah, I
sense.
think if everybody was selfish in this way, where they healed themselves, that we would live in a much different world.
Yeah, a much better world. But yeah, what about you? Have you ever struggled with your mental health?
Definitely. I have
Really?
really bad anxiety, like my whole life, but I've always been pretty good at managing it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have really.
But the way that I manage it is by keeping busy. So,
Is that managing it?
well, it's a coping mechanism.
Right. So you just stay busy so you can't think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think all the time, but if I keep myself busy with projects or something outside of myself, then I'm thinking about myself less. So I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I have accomplished a lot of stuff because I use my anxiety to my advantage. It doesn't stop me from doing things. It actually is, it might be the thing that fuels me or like motivates me.
Right.
So, but I do know for myself that I'm always in a better mental place when I'm exercising because I really need to move around and kind of get that energy out.
Me too.
Anytime in my life where I've like taken a break from working out, I am miserable. And like when I was younger, I noticed that and I'm like, okay, so this is an important thing to maintain. And yeah, getting enough sleep. But like, what do you do about the hormonal part that I really struggle with? Because I can be crazy.
Well, especially when your periods aren't regular anymore,
They're wacky.
so you can't even really like plan for it or know it's coming. Yeah, that makes it really difficult because at this age, yeah, they're all over the place.
But that's why I feel like it's more important than ever for me to maintain my routine, do all the stuff I do every day to keep myself grounded and make sure that I'm eating and sleeping properly, because it just will make anything that happens less bad.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you if there's any. Because it's good to know your own triggers. Like for me, if I don't have enough alone time, my mood just plummets to the depths of the earth. So now, like knowing that it's good, I'll like take little moments, like go for a walk or something if, there's lots of people around or things like that. But do you have any situations that cause problems for you
Oh yeah,
besides hormones?
I'm like that too. Like, probably not at the same level as you, but I can only handle so much people time. And
Yeah, sleep.
I also find that, like, if I'm in a shitty mood, if I put on some music that I really enjoy and just kind of like dance around, that will improve my mood almost immediately.
Yeah,
Like dancing, I
that's a
feel
good
like
one.
dance and music were like the first things that I latched onto in my early life, and those are my go-tos for like getting myself out of a funk. Also, like at times in my life where I have been depressed or sad or not motivated or whatever, I noticed that I was like listening to a lot of sad music or watching sad movies and reading sad shit. And it's like, okay, you have to be careful what you're putting into your mind. It can't all skew one way. So I always try to like make sure that I have a balance of the sad and happy stuff I'm inputting.
Yeah, isn't it weird how when you're feeling down, you want to listen to really depressing music? Maybe you're looking for a release or something.
Yeah, it's comforting and cathartic, right? But like, you can't stay there forever. Like, I'm not
Yeah.
listening to the kind of music that I was listening to when I was an angsty
Oh, God, my music was
teen.
so. Oh, God. Remember the Crow soundtrack?
Oh,
Oh.
yes.
God, that was so emo.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh,
I don't even
fuck.
think I ever saw that movie. I just had the soundtrack.
I think there were two.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
It'd be fun to watch again, like a Halloween or something.
So I just thought of this, but like, while I was visiting, we were watching all those Woody Allen films.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting to see how he wrote, and everybody in those movies had an analyst,
What's an analyst?
a shrink, like a psychoanalyst.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that's like really interesting, because they were, those movies that we watched were from the 70s and 80s, and
Yeah,
like,
it was weird back then to have a shrink, I think.
yeah, people. Therapy wasn't really common.
Stigma.
Maybe in New York, but like,
Now everyone does it.
it's really interesting to me that he's talked about that so freely.
That was part of his genius, so.
I just wonder how he handles his mental health, because
He makes movies, I guess.
he's so neurotic.
Yeah, I, yeah.
Neuroticism can cause genius, I suppose.
And I find for me expressing my neuroticism sort of like he does, like he'll say like, no, this makes me anxious or, and I find it actually kind of helps. I don't know why, like I just express it, then I can sometimes deal.
Yeah, because like once you just kind of own it and you say, oh, that's what this is, then I feel like you can solve the problem. And
Yeah.
if you don't even know what the problem is, you can't really solve it.
Yeah,
And so
that's why.
that's why people use drugs and alcohol and sex and whatever.
I just like to look wistfully out the window.
With the rain falling.
Contemplate the inner workings of my mind.
Oh my God.
No,
Yeah, but
but
it is a bit navel-gazy, I have to say, but what's the alternative? Not looking inward?
yeah, live like an animal.
I don't
Jeez.
know.
What about crying? Does crying make you feel better or worse?
It makes me feel better. Sometimes I just try to make myself cry to.
Oh, have you ever had a shower in the dark and just like laid down and cried?
No.
That's the best. I haven't had I used to have them all the time, but I haven't had one in a long time. You're just like with the hot water and it's dark and you just like lay there. That's pretty good. But yeah, I hate crying. I used to like, but it does, I do notice that if I like have a fucking meltdown and start crying, I will 10 minutes later be like, what the hell was that all about? Whereas if I
Yeah, I think
don't,
it's a natural reaction to the frustration and build up in your body.
yeah, and you
So that,
release it and
yeah.
then it's gone. Right? It's like if you're
Yeah.
at work, just go to the bathroom, close the door, cry, go back out there. You're good.
I started crying on the plane yesterday.
Oh no, why?
I
What
don't
the
know.
what? You were sad to leave.
I was staring out the window and I was like,
You drunk?
no, I didn't drink.
You didn't
The girl
drink
next to
free.
me got this glass of red wine and spilled it on me.
Isn't it free?
Yeah, but I didn't want to drink. I don't
Did you
want
get
to drink.
mad at her? Was it red wine? Were you wearing
It
white?
was red wine. No, I was wearing black, but I was annoyed because I was
Did
like,
she
oh, that's.
apologize?
Yeah, she was really nice, but
That's nice.
I told her, I was like, okay, you better drink that whole thing right now. And she didn't laugh.
Oh. Uh-oh. You just see so many crazy videos of people all acting like just psycho on planes. Like, I don't know, maybe it's me, but there's this, I guess it's just like a high stress situation traveling. I don't know what it is, but you always see the funniest meltdowns on airplanes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, people's mental health just getting tested.
Then somebody, like just before we landed, someone farted.
Oh, did you hear it or just smell it?
I just smelled it. It was rank.
Do you know who it was?
There was an old guy a few seats ahead of me. It might have been him.
Yeah. I feel like old people fart more, but I don't know.
I think they just don't give a fuck any longer.
Don't.
Or they're deaf and can't hear.
Yeah. Because I had like a 100-year-old lady fart next to me at Value Village, and it was the grossest smelling fart I've ever smelled. And I couldn't get it out of my nostrils. And she looked so old. She was like 100 years old and just, yeah, let her rip. But yeah, I guess you saw caring. God, I can't remember what I was gonna say, but it is kind of funny now that like I'm not mentally ill or whatever. I like I see people like having mental breakdowns out in public, and I'm just like really like I'm so like get your shit together. I'm all smug, like I'm so fucking mentally secure. I'm really not. It's just the hormones though. Like I wish men could we could somehow get them to understand what it's like, because it's like they fuck me up so huge. Like, do you know, like imagine, like I literally turn into a different person. I don't feel the same, and it's like being possessed by a demon, you know. It's just so terrible, but I try to see the positives in it. I can't find any though.
We just need more estrogen.
What the fuck? I mean, I am glad I'm not a dude, I think. Yeah, I'm glad. But then we have to deal with menses. We'll have another podcast about that.
Did you have other questions?
I don't think so. Do you have any?
Do you think that all the attention that has been paid to mental health over the last handful of years has made the problem worse or better?
Oh yeah, that's such a good question. I think it's like most things, there's a happy middle spot, and I do, I mean, it might just be Instagram, but I do think we're getting a little bit like I've heard terms and names and labels for people that I don't know, it's just getting a bit much, you know, and I don't think that is good, you know, fixating. Like I think I said, I function best when I try to ignore the fact that I have ADHD. Like when I That is when I'm so. I mean, it's good for me to know I had it because I thought I had a hell of a lot worse stuff, you know? So that was helpful because I thought I was fucking so crazy. It's good to n understand what you, but you can't live in it, you know? You got to, I don't know. I just function personally best when I try to forget, like pretend I'm fine.
I think diagnosis is key, like being diagnosed, not self-diagnosing. Diagnosis is important because, yeah, having an awareness of what's going on and like not blaming yourself,
Yeah,
but
totally.
identifying with your illness, that's a dangerous territory.
Yeah, or you can't make excuses for yourself, and you can't, yeah, you can, it can make it worse. And I do think that kind of happened to me with a couple of labels I had. You know, you just, yeah, I don't know. That's a hard one.
I've
I think
just
there's probably a
never,
sweet spot.
I've never thought that labels were really a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I, and again, everyone's different, but
I just
because
think that
it,
the more you focus on something, the bigger it becomes.
yeah. And it is hard to like get a diagnosis and then just forget about it. Like you are gonna absorb that and feel differently, right? So, yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things that has positives and negatives, like everything. But I think with the like prolific social media and all that stuff, I don't know if that is good.
Well, I don't know if social media is good for our mental health, but
No, I don't think it
I
is.
think that overcoming the stigma, especially for men, is going to save lives.
Yeah, I don't know. What about
Like,
therapy?
I just wish that everyone could go to therapy, that it wasn't so expensive and out of people's reach.
But like, what's the difference? I kind of, it's funny, I wanted to be a therapist because I kind of, I think it's dumb sometimes. But like, what's the difference talking to a friend or talking to a therapist? Like,
Because the therapist doesn't have any skin in the game. So they're a third party that has no, if they hurt your feelings, that's okay. You know,
but they also don't
whereas,
know you, though.
which is good because then they're looking at you and they can figure you out pretty quickly.
I don't know. I've never had therapy. I don't know. I always felt like it was just so difficult because they didn't know so much and they didn't know me. So it was like,
But I think you have to go for, like, therapy isn't something you do like 3 times. You have to
who can
do it.
afford going to
Well,
therapy, though?
exactly, that's what I'm saying. If it was more affordable or like covered by insurance, like then more people could have that person to, I think most people just need somebody to listen to them
Yeah.
and really listen to them.
But then what? That's
Well,
it?
because you figure your shit out by talking it out.
Maybe it's because I'm always talking in my head that I
Yeah.
don't, it does nothing for me because it's like, trust me, I've sorted it all out in my head already. I always know why I do so. I know the source of my problem. I just
But
can't.
there's always like that a therapist can always maybe give you that little bit of insight that you just have a blind spot to.
Yeah,
And that can be
maybe.
so valuable. Like, they're just like, well, have you ever thought of it like this? And it's like, whoa, no, because there's only so much you can get to within your own brain.
Yeah, that's
There's a
true.
lot of stuff that we can't see because we're stuck inside of ourselves.
Yep, that's true. But it's so expensive. I think it's like $100 usually, like one visit. So if you're going every week, I mean, I hope it gets cheaper one day.
I know that when I went regularly, it was really helping. I've been thinking about maybe going back again, but don't know. Sometimes it's annoying to talk about yourself.
Yeah, especially on a
That's the
schedule.
other
You're
thing.
like,
You're like,
great. I've
what am I gonna say? Oh, I'm gonna talk about a boy again.
Well, you probably do it over Zoom now.
Whoops.
What was that?
A screw loose.
Screw just came loose. Fuck, that's perfect. Better be at it back in.
Here's to maintaining our mental health.
Yes. Can't wait for menopause.
Menopause is only one day, though.
Why do they call it a pause? It's not a pause, it's the end.
I don't know, maybe they were trying to be nice
Huh. We
so
should
we
have a
didn't
pause.
feel so close to death.